Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G, and it's Monday, September 11th. Tesla's stock price is rising with an optimistic new report about the automaker's Dojo supercomputer coming from Morgan Stanley. Dojo is Tesla's own supercomputer platform built from the ground up for AI machine learning, and more specifically, a video training using video data coming from the fleet of vehicles. It came online this last summer with plans to ramp up computing power over the next year. The analysts argued that Dojo alone could add about $500 billion in value to the company. As a result, they raised the stock price target from $250 to $400, which alone is a massive change for a firm as large as Morgan Stanley. Tesla's stock was up by as much as 6% in pre-market trading following the release of the note. By the way, other factors could be contributing to the stock surge, including the increasing likely potential of a massive United Auto Workers strike, which would negatively affect Tesla's competitors. According to new information coming out of the new Elon Musk authorized biography, there's some exciting new details on the development of a few items, but more primarily, Tesla's robotaxi and $25,000 car. First up, a new excerpt from the biography confirms that Tesla will build its first next-generation electric cars in Texas rather than the upcoming Gigafactory Mexico. This plan was changed back in May, presumably on account of the delays in getting the factory groundbreaking to commence, which, by the way, still has not occurred. Next-generation vehicles, starting with the $25,000 car and the robotaxi, will be made in Austin instead, and it stands to reason that this effort has already commenced. This is good news amid concerns that Gigafactory Mexico is going to fall behind its ambitious timeline. Now, regarding the development of those two cars, there's a lot more detail, so let's go through it all right now. Internal discussions about the dedicated robotaxi started at Tesla in November of 2021. Musk wanted the vehicle to have no steering wheel or pedal, but top engineers and designers at Tesla, including the chief designer Franz von Holzhausen, pushed back against the idea for quite a long time. In August of 2022, after already announcing the product months before, Musk got his way and locked in the concept of having no driver input available. He said, quote, "Let me be clear, this vehicle must be designed as a clean robotaxi. We're going to take that risk. It's my fault if it messes up. We're not going to design some sort of amphibian frog that's halfway car. We are all in on autonomy." Now, he also told the biographer, Mr. Isaacson, "This is the product that makes Tesla a 10 trillion company. People will be talking about this moment in 100 years. Now, despite announcing the $25,000 car a year prior, things didn't really start moving in a big way until September of 22, where Musk was presented with data showing that Tesla needed a much cheaper vehicle to achieve their future goals. And they moved ahead with a new manufacturing plan that would have both the $25,000 model and the robotaxi produced on the same next-generation assembly line, likely what was unveiled at Tesla's Investor Day in 2023. Musk was reportedly unexcited about the $25,000 model until he was shown a concept of the vehicle and the robotaxi side by side at a February 2023 meeting. The vehicles were both described as having, quote, "a futuristic design like the Tesla Cybertruck." And Musk loved what he saw and said, quote, "When one of these comes around a corner, people will think they are seeing something from the future." Hyundai's fully electric SUV is getting an upgrade. The IONIQ 5 was spotted testing in the U.S. with a fresh facelift, including what is likely a new interior. Now, although the vehicle is draped with coverings, the facelift features a tweaked front bumper to complement the redesign on the rear bumper. On the front, the parking sensors are repositioned as well. The refreshed model could also receive Hyundai's next-generation headlight system that integrates camera sensors and the GPS to assist drivers at nighttime. Now, the powertrain isn't expected to change significantly compared to the current model. However, design enhancements and other upgrades will likely boost efficiency. There's no word on when Hyundai will launch the new IONIQ 5, but it's expected to roll out in late of 2024. Another Nikola truck has caught on fire at their Phoenix facility. As a matter of fact, neighbors of the facility contacted Electrek to tell us that there was a visible fire at the plant. This was presumably after an emergency authority was notified. Now, by our count, if it's accurate, that's now 4 separate fires in 4 months involving 8 Nikola trucks. This represents a sizable portion as there are about 200 on the road. In a request for comment, the company stated, quote, "There was a thermal incident with one engineering validation battery electric truck near Nikola's Phoenix headquarters. No one was injured. This pre-production truck was outside and undergoing battery fire investigation and testing. We thank the Phoenix first responders for their quick action. Now, this of course begs a question from their response. Why were first responders called if this vehicle was undergoing controlled fire testing? After a previous fire, Nikola issued a recall, and as part, they requested vehicle owners to park their trucks outside. Not because of a fire risk, but instead, they said it was, quote, to get better connectivity for over-the-air updates. Now, at Electrek, we imagine this fire could be the end of Nikola Motors for good. Earlier this summer, U.S. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm set out on an EV road trip in the southeast between Charlotte, North Carolina and Memphis, Tennessee, with her staff and an NPR journalist with the goal of drawing attention to the billions of dollars the White House is pouring into green energy and clean cars. Well, here comes the news. Wouldn't you know it, there was also a Secret Service regular gas-powered SUV convoy escorting them, and one of these gas vehicles was parked in a charger stall with the intent of reserving it for the politician. Well, a local EV driver called the police. Unsurprisingly, nothing was done, but not because of favorable treatment for politicians. Instead, several jurisdictions have adopted legislation that prevents just that, and there are hefty fines that can come with blocking EV stations. However, not in the state of Georgia. BMW Group announced plans to invest about $750 million in a UK facility for its MINI sub-brand. The money will be used to revamp the Oxford plant to support electric MINI production as the brand looks to go 100% electric in the coming years. MINI says the assembly of their upcoming Cooper 3-door and Aceman will begin in China, with exports to commence in early of 2024. From 2026 to 30, electric MINI production will take place beside BMW's brand of combustion models, like the 5-door Clubman. In today's community comment found on YouTube, Intellitom TM says, "There are 613 commandments given to the Jewish people in the Torah. May you be blessed as you are at 6,130,000 subscribers. May your success grow." Well, thank you very much, Intellitom. Sounds like an auspicious date for the channel to grow. Hopefully I can amass just as many regular views every day, or better yet, just as much monthly YouTube revenue. That would be nice, but time will tell. Be sure to spread this to all your friends who want to get caught up on the day's electric news without all the gobbledygook. Thanks for watching Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.